Hello everyone. I know you're supposed to have an introduction and repeat this every time, or I know so many rules. A friend told me about Anchor and told me, look girl, everything you said is it can help a lot of people if you just go and put it out there. And I was like, are you crazy? Well, maybe not that crazy. It's just do what I said, but don't do what I do. That kind of thing. I'm trying to translate what I'm thinking. And we... Spanish. Anyways, I think you can even hear that, right? My notifications. Anyways, wow. I think I have so many things to tell you, so many things that I go through every single day and will help you so much to be so strong and closer to God. Like, that's my dad. He's so worried about me right now and trying to take care of me, God, and he's just sending me voice messages through WhatsApp. Sorry about that. Anyways, I'm an event coordinator. I'm a mom of two girls, a wife to a hardworking husband. And I'm gonna tell you all about us, and I'm gonna tell you what I've been through and what I'm doing right now and where I'm going to show you how we can do it. We can do it. It's not easy, but it's beautiful at the same time. It's hard and beautiful, and we have to be thankful for our health, for our work, for our family around us, and so many more things that we don't see, and we need somebody else to tell you. And I can tell you, if you just tell me the worst that you think is the worst for you right now in your life, I can tell you the whole other side that you cannot see, and it's gonna help you. It's gonna help you to keep going, and it's gonna help you to have faith and to believe in God even more. Trust me. I'm right now at my store in a beautiful town in North Carolina, and trying to figure it out. Life right now, and I see how much love is around me. At the same time, when you're going through tough times, this is my first postcard, and I don't want come on, how you call this? There is life happening right now. They coming from every corner to get you, but it's okay. I'm not gonna die. They can keep trying. I have faith, so I know I can go through this and more because God is right here, sitting right next to me. Well, I really have to take care of all these notifications right now, but I'm gonna get back to you as soon as something just like this one happens, and I'm gonna go and tell you right away. So, and explain a little bit of what I'm talking about when life is happening. And that's what I'm gonna do to help you, because I know I can do it, and I know you can. Somebody to tell you sometimes, and that will be me. I don't want to make this really short, but to be the first one, maybe it's fine. Love you guys, thank you, and I'll be back very soon. Hello, 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 everyone. This is Paula La Uruguaya with my sharings. I'd love to share with you. I think this is the best thing that we can do. It's good for me. It's good for you. It's good for everybody. I'm an event coordinator. I'm a mom of two. I'll be talking about my everyday fighting with this beautiful thing called life, doing my best to have a peace, to share love, to find the best of every day. And I'm telling you, if you think this is the worst that what you're going through, trust me, it's a really good reason. And I can see already the good thing about what you're going through. It's not the worst. It's not the end of the world. Your life is beautiful no matter what, because God, everything that He has for us and He's preparing us for is always for our best. I'm going to have some guests soon to be sharing, but definitely if you want me to show you the best of the worst that you're going through right now, send me a message, and I definitely will help you out. Wow, I have something so beautiful to share from this weekend. It's something that we go through every single month, and reminds me how appreciate I have to have for my family. I know for some people, family is the one under your roof. Maybe it's your partner, your kids, and nobody else. And I understand that. I do agree on that. My husband is, that's it. This is all the family he has. But for me, is them, of course, but it will always be my parents, my grandparents, my uncles, my aunts, my cousins, my brothers. I can tell you, I don't know how to explain to you how hard was this weekend, the beginning of the weekend, the beginning of the week, the week before going to that week. I mean, anyways, my family is always ready for party time. You tell them, let's go to a party, and they are ready to go. You may think they always ready there,
for parties. And a lot of families are like that. You can count with them when you're talking about party, they will be there, right? But then the rest of the year, you don't know shit about them. Okay, this is not the case. My family will be there always to celebrate and cherish you and you know, party time. Any reason you have, they will be there. But always, also, they will be there for the hardest times. They will be there, like, they will come with you for everything. They cannot have a bad day or a good day without you. And that is amazing. Some people may think that you need a big family to be super close. Some people may think that you, with the smallest family, you will be so super close. Everybody is different, and I understand that your family doesn't have to be like mine, and it's not wrong that your family is different than mine. But we're talking about my life. That's what I always tell my husband when he's fighting with me about something and takes example of other things, or even if I'm talking about him, he takes examples of me. No, it doesn't work that way, because we're talking about me or you. So don't give me an example with another person. That is the funniest thing you can do. It's crazy. Don't do that. I'm talking about you. What we talk about, if we're gonna talk about me, let's talk about me, and then, you know, it will be something else. But we're talking about you, so don't tell me about me. You know, that's the same thing. If I'm telling you about my family right now, it doesn't matter how it's yours. We're not gonna compare them, you know what I mean? It's mine, and I'm telling you about mine. And then we talk about yours. And when we talk about yours, I will talk about yours. So, this is mine. So, I understand if you think, you know, your family is whatever. I'm talking about mine, okay? So, and it's, like I said, it's amazing. My family, and even when we fight and we're mad with each other, it will be like, totally fine the next day. Even it doesn't matter what is, if you're at Taurus or if you're at Aries or whatever is your sign, horoscope sign or whatever, it doesn't matter, because we are family, and we can even be mad and we can be tired and we can have problems. But what happened now? You know what I mean? They're not ready the next day. And my family, they are not rich. They not, you know, wealth at all. We all go by our next check. We were just waiting for Friday. So that is, you know, is my family. But it doesn't matter if they have to share their food that they have in their mouth, they will share it with you. If they had to make a payment and you need that money, they will hold on in that payment and give that money to you. Because if you're gonna get kicked out from your house and your kids are gonna be poor in the streets, definitely they need to help you. They want to help you. The need is like the feeling of need to help out, do whatever is necessary to help you out. They will do, share the half of the pantry with you. They know that you're doing everything you can to go through this life, to take your kids to the best future. And it's bumpy, it's hard, it's, oh my goodness, it's years of bad luck, years doing things wrong. Nobody's perfect. Then, you know, like going through, you know, going with a van around the country doing nothing, you know, and it's smoking weed. No, we are working every day. We are taking care of our girls. They are good girls. I mean, you know, you're doing everything you can, and it's not enough. and sometimes you don't know what else to do. And they don't care what you're doing, and what if you're doing wrong or whatever you're doing. They will tell you, try something different. Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Did you try this? But they're still helping you. They need to know if you are eating, if you are sleeping, if you are cold, if you're hot. That's what I love about my family. I can tell you, they can be mean, they can make me cry, they can have bad days and take it on me. I mean, whatever, name it. It's they're humans. They're my family, and I'm so thankful. I can tell you that right now I'm driving to work Monday morning thanks to them, because it would be a completely different situation if they were, if it was me without them. I mean, that would be another difference Monday. And that's priceless. But remember, I'm telling you all the good things about the worst, from the worst. Remember, it's not about how lucky I am, how that you're going to come here to tell me all your good things and how great you're doing. No, I'm telling you from the worst, from what, I mean, going through hell, what's all the good stuff that I can see, how all the good stuff that I can take out of the hell, you know what I mean? It's not about telling you, look at me, how doing, I'm doing great or whatever. No, I mean, I'm crying when I'm telling you, because it was hard. And I can imagine somebody else not being as strong as I am, going and throwing themselves under a train, and I can see that. So definitely know that my life is so beautiful, and I have to be so thankful for how beautiful it is, and my kids and my work and health, everything. So it's God give me this life, and I have to take care of her and take care of everybody around me. And I mean, God is doing beautiful things for us, and that's why we're here. And we have to use every single minute, because He gave us all this. So I'm telling you, this is, I mean, the best that I can, I'm so thankful for him that I have to tell you all this. That's why I think this anchor thing is the best thing you can do. I mean, talk to yourself, talk to God, talk to everyone who's listening to you, share, even if you want, instead of me, like, telling you all the good things, you want to tell the bad things. Tell them, because people think they are going through the hell when actually somebody is going through something worse. So actually, that's not hell. No, that's life. That's life, and it's still good, and it's still, and you have to still have to do the best for every single day. So don't think this is the end. Somebody is actually going through the end. Somebody is actually living the last day and breathing from the last time. So, and let me tell you about a good thing about that. You're going to see God. You're going to be with Him. Remember, this life we're just going through here, and He's looking at us, how we're doing with whatever He gave us to go through this life. And He will go from there with you at the time that is your time. So remember, everything you do, this is just, you're just going through. It's just life, it's just that. and then I'm pretty sure he's just seeing how you spend your time, how you spend whatever he gives to you, what you do to get what you want, how you live every single day, because this is not it. We are just going through here to go with him, to go to paradise, to live the real thing. And this is it. You're not taking anything from here. Just, I'm pretty sure, memories and you building yourself for him to go there and to go and be with him. So that's why we have to do our best and love every single person, neighbor, brother, whatever you want to call it, everybody around you, because at the end we're all the same. Inside out, man, it's all the same. The same color of blood, the same color of bones. If we all go through x-ray, we're all the same. Okay? Color, thank God I was born in a country where it doesn't matter what color you are, what's your hair, how's your eyes, how it doesn't matter, because you know what? God made us. So we all exactly the same thing. The only difference, the size of your nose, how long your fingers are, and maybe hair color. I mean, color is always gonna be like crazy insane. We know there is every single yellow and white and brown and black, whatever, red. Some people call some people blue. I mean, man, doesn't matter. We all came out from the same part of the body. I mean, God made us, and he made us all different and special in one way, but still, we all humans, we are breathing, we all need food to live, we all need a roof to live, we all need, you need the same thing I need, trust me. We're all the same. And it's so sad what is going, through this world right now. And we need to put our little grain of rice, that's in the Spanish thing, that you have to do to help this country, your town, your continent, and the world. You know what I mean? So we have to do, and we have to keep going. And so definitely I wanna be pointing out about my family. I mean, man, we went through everything, and sometimes we're super, super far away, and we're fine with seeing each other once a month. But, once a year. I got to that point too. But you know that you can come with them and for a party, or for when you're going like through hell. So it's the best. And today definitely want to talk about that and tell everybody. Please be part of Anchor. You're gonna feel awesome. And tell everybody about me, Paula Lauruasha, PULALA, URUGUASHA. Thank you so much, and see you soon. Hello, 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 hello. Here I am again, enjoying life, being thankful, loving you, loving everyone. Peace and love. No words. No more words. No more guns. Yes, I believe in the beautiful, plain, empty world that God made for us, and we're just destroying it little by little. It's unbelievable how much hate is in this world right now. How people is driving themselves by their lives, how their lives are going, how your day is going, how your sex life is going. I don't know what you're going by, but man, if you have a miserable life, please do something about it. Don't just be like taking over people's life and being mean and a bully. And oh my gosh, is that your solution? It's so sad. So sad. I mean, we all have problems. No one have a perfect life. Nobody's perfect. Thank God. And we are so different. So we all going through different things. And our choices are completely different. Our priorities, sorry, are totally different. So I bet your life is totally different than mine. And who cares, right? I mean, it's insane. It's insane. I see hate, like, not just right now that I'm driving. I see hate before getting inside the car and getting out of the car. And it's everywhere around you. It's insane. But the most important thing all of that is how you react to that. What's your reaction? And there we go back again, how you are, how you've been, if you were born in May or July. So, in my case, like I always tell you, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me. I'm a mom of two, I'm an event coordinator, I have a beautiful store in a beautiful town in North Carolina. And this is how I go through life. The beautiful and the not that beautiful parts of it. So, again, I'm talking about me. So, we talk about me. I'm never gonna compare anybody with anybody. Examples. Because I don't like when they do that to me. Like when my husband says, well, when you this and this and that and that and this, and I'm like, what? Okay, I'm not talking about me right now. But if you want to talk about me, let's talk about me. But if I'm not talking about me, let's talk about what we're talking about. Don't change it. Don't compare. Don't give me examples of another person. It's another world. It's another human being. Hello. Nothing to do with me or the person that I'm talking about. So while we are going to talk about somebody else, we are talking about me right now. So the way I am, we all can be like mad, right? We can react really bad. I can grab you from your hair and pull you in through the street and shake you. You know what I mean? Who cannot do that when it's mad or whatever? I mean, but I choose in my life, I choose always to trying to find the justice, the good thing, the love in it. I mean, anything by first the hate, first the bad reaction, first the criticize. I choose first, like, God wants us to think about your neighbor. I mean, talk about your neighbor. I mean, come on. Why you have the worst first? Why to have the worst first? My first reaction is, well, maybe. Because you don't know. Maybe. You don't know. You're not inside that person to know what he's thinking and feeling and what he went through. So, maybe you don't know. So, please shut up. My first reaction is laugh about it. So funny. I'm really... It's funny. You have friends that the first reaction maybe is... What the hell are you talking about? What? You may have one that will delete you from their life. You're gone. I don't even have to say anything to you because I hate everything about it. Bye. Then you have the ones thinking, let me see. Let's see her rest of her life, how it's going, and see why she reacts like that. I want to know. So many questions, right? But then, for example, me, the one we're talking about, my reaction. I laugh about it. I'm like, really? You are so funny. You are so cute. I love you. I'm not gonna be like, why you say that? Why? What? No. You're not right. Oh, no. You're not wrong. You're completely wrong. And blah, and blah. I mean, what? What? Who are you? I know the air is free and we have a mouth and we talk, but come on. Who are you? God sent you to me to tell me that you're the person in this world that knows everything and you're the right and you're gonna say whatever you want because you know it. No. So my reaction is laughing about it is, what's next? You know, what we do after this? Come on. Why it had to be hate? Why you had to criticize? Why you had to point the finger? Why? Those are your reaction, your choices. And let me tell you something about a long, long, long time ago when I was young. At that time, I was like that. What a big, big mouth I had. And imagine, if I have a big mouth now, imagine how big it was. It was insane. I was like, oh my God, I got hate in my mouth every time I opened it because it was so bad that my mom was like, I'm gonna fix those teeth for you because they're really crooked, and we're gonna fix them. Bim, boom, bam, done. You know what I mean? He didn't fix the big one, but still. I was like, what is wrong with me? I'm doing something wrong. If my mom's reaction every time I talk is like that, maybe it's something wrong with me. Definitely. So, thank God, like I always said, I was smart enough to understand that if less did I talk that way, better will be for me and my life. I was like, okay, if I don't talk that much, I'm gonna get hit less. Eventually, I'm not gonna hit a lot at all. When I went over my 18 years old, and my mom was still hit in my face. I was like, okay, maybe she's not a happy person. And maybe we definitely, maybe, think completely different. And she doesn't like what I said because she doesn't agree. But doesn't mean I'm wrong. It's just different. But of course, she was doing the hitting face thing for so long that at this point, you know, she's not gonna quit from one day to another. So I was like, okay, it's time to move on. I'm old enough and, you know, I can work and, you know, I did that and we all a happy family now. It was the best, right? So, but after all that, I keep having a big mouth and I'm a talker, right? So, but the amount of it, it went down really, 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 really a big chunk. So it was the best for me. And I learned that and I'm happy and proud of that. And I really want that for everybody. Like, I'm telling you, we had to learn that there's places, there is time, there is people, there's so many different things that you should just don't say anything and just shut up. There's place for everything, there is time for everything, and there's people for different things. So we had to think a little. That's why the brain is updated in your head. Think about it and see if it's the right place, if it's the right time, and if it's the right person. In my case, I'm always the right person, man. You can be mean to me. You can be nice to me. You can be angry. You can, whatever, I'm fine. I'm gonna laugh about it. But we all have bad days. We all have, like I always said, good ones and not that good ones. So maybe my reaction will be ignoring you totally, or I will explode. But yeah, I definitely know who I have to explode with. Who I can teach and who I cannot teach because I'm not their mom or not even family. So bad. You know, what we're gonna do? That's how that person is going through her life. Everybody know her. She's already like that. Who I am to tell her, you are so wrong. Who I am to say that? So you keep laughing about it. We just laugh with them. And give them an LOL or a happy face or a purple hat. Because that's how they are. What are we gonna do about it? I cannot send them to school again. Let them talk. Why I'm gonna be the bitch? Why I'm gonna be bitching about it? Why I'm gonna be punting you and what? No, that is not worth it. No, because sometimes it's worst. They will get on me like, why are you talking me back? I'm the only one who can talk you back. But you're not allowed to. If they already that way, you know, if you go to their level, they're gonna go worst. So why you gonna do that? Choose the love. Choose to laugh about it. Just to choose to keep rolling in that ball. And we all happy about it. And laugh about it. And we're gonna be good. Busy days. I call it busy days. They're not bad days. I mean, bad day when my grandpa died. When both of my grandparents died, that was a bad day. When my niece, 11 months old, died, that is a bad day. with a friend having her baby die with her baby. Those are bad days. After that, I don't know another bad day. I just know it's not that good like the other one the day before. That's it. There are no bad days. Bad day is when you cannot change. When you cannot choose happiness. When you cannot choose love. When you don't have that choice. That is a bad day. The rest of them, they're not great. They're not the best. They're not good. They're not like amazing. But that's it. That's it. So, can you see my point? We can do this. You can do this. Maybe I was younger. Maybe you are younger. Maybe I was older. Maybe you are older. It doesn't matter. We have the choice to react the way that we want. And always think about God, think about your neighbor, think about love. Choose love. Choose how he will react. Think about your peace. Think about how pure inside you your body is, thanks to God. And take that out instead of the worst. Let's just think about it. And then we react. Trust me, we have bad reactions. We have bad days. We still have time. Is all what we have. Is that next minute. That next second. That next hour. That next day. But the one is gone. It's gone. You did it. You use it. And it's not coming back. So that one can do shit about it. Nothing. Nothing. But just try to be a better person than the one a minute ago, an hour ago, a week ago, a year ago. Always, because you have that choice. Love. Love, love, love. Let people be. That's their business, their problems. They had to sleep with themselves. They had to wake up and see themselves in the mirror. That's their problem. Don't get in that level. Don't choose to be bad and mean when you're good. Don't change to be as bad as they are. Because whatever they did to you or said to you, no, 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 no. Your peace, your heaven, your heart, your love, your family, your everything comes first. Come first. And that's all what it matters. Because you are the example. And they're like, why are they doing so good in life? Why they go through hell and they're still smiling? Why are so bright? It doesn't matter what type of brightness. Who cares? What type? But you are bright. It can be a lot of different brights. But there's a lot of people that doesn't have any. They are so dark, they cannot even tell the difference between what is dark and what's bright at this point. So, you have bright. You have that light. You are sparkly. You are clarity. You are, how you call it that? Bling bling. You are, I mean, there's so many ways to say it. Anyways, people, sometimes they think they have it. And they don't, they're so dark, they cannot even tell that. But if you know you do, that's all what it matters. Like I said, who cares about the different type of brights they can be, different type of lights. How important it is that you have one. So many people in this world doesn't even have it yet. So use it, and use it the right way. The right way. Be example for your kids. They're gonna grow up and know the person you are, what you did, how proud they're gonna be, how you help others, how you help to change lives, how you put your time in a way that God will always, always be proud and thankful of. Remember, in that time, you are a daughter or son, a father, mother, friend, worker, you have so many papers that you have to fill up in your life. I always call it papers, and then that's Spanish translation where the in English is not the same. Is, I always got that wrong. Roles is in English. You have so many roles in this life to fill. It's not just being a person. It's not just being a worker. Those are for workaholics. It's not just to be a mom. Because you were a woman first. You were a sister first. You were a daughter first. So don't be all about your kids. Don't be all about your husband. Don't be all about your work. Don't be all about your church. Because everybody needs you. Everybody. Everyone needs you. So you have to be more than that. Oh yeah, another people have another problems like money. It's not about money. It's not all about money. Remember, I love to say always this. Remember when we used to trade things? Well, I love that time. Trading. Without money. A world without money. A world without guns. That's, I know, it's silly. But still, believe. Faith and believe. That's all what we all need. Patience. Oh, no. Patience. We leave the patience for another episode, for another season, for another. Because patience is, patience is, it's another hour of me talking. But it's not all about money. And we already know that money doesn't buy so many things that we really need in life. So for me, this is for me, my always say about the bills, about the money. They pay bills. They pay my bills. And that's it. Then it will never buy me happiness. They buy things they don't last. They last a week, they last a month, they last a year, they last maybe 3. They don't last forever because of our things. And that's all what money can buy. So, the same your work. You're there to there today. Tomorrow is somebody else. So, forget about it. It's not about... Your time is not about, you know, only for work. So, definitely give your time to your loved ones. Give your time to love. Love friends. Love family. Love God. Love your kids. Love your husband. Love your neighbor. Love. Let them be to your life. Let the other have a life. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening. Love you guys. I will talk to you soon.